My friends, I'd like to begin with a very simple question. Are you afraid of Mary Co-Redemptrix? And by that I mean, are you afraid to use that title for Mary? Does it bring up ideas of equality between Mary and Jesus, which of course is in itself blasphemy and heresy? Or are you afraid that if you bring up the title, it could cause ecumenical difficulties? Let's go to the heart of the origins of the title in scripture and tradition, because indeed, the title of Mary as co-redemptrix is absolutely part of what we call the depositum fidei, the deposit of faith. It's a title used since the 14th century. It's used by popes, by saints, by mystics, by victims. And it relays a truth which is far earlier than the 14th century. It goes back to the apostolic days with the concept of Mary as the new Eve. And of course, it ultimately finds its rooting in scripture. So let's do a very brief summation of this title and why we should not be afraid of the title. In fact, we should rejoice in it. And as I'll mention, not only does heaven want it to be rejoiced in, heaven wants it to be solemnly defined, to be proclaimed, so that the world will appreciate Mary's unique role with the Redeemer. Let's start briefly with the word. What does the word mean, co-redemptrix? It means literally the woman with the Redeemer. Remember, co does not mean equal. Co means with. How could St. Paul call us co-workers with God if co denoted equality? No, co means with. And as St. John Paul II and Pope Benedict XVI have called us to be co-redeemers in Christ, clearly if we are co-redeemers, certainly Mary, with her unique role with the Redeemer, merits the title co-redemptrix. So co means with. Redimire is the Latin term for to buy back. And the trix suffix refers to the feminine. So the title means the woman with the Redeemer, or more extensively, that Mary uniquely participates with and under Jesus, entirely dependent on Jesus, to accomplish the work of redemption. In the early church, she was known as the new Eve. God wanted to use the same three items which the adversary used to lose grace for humanity and use those three items to restore humanity. What were those three items? A man, a woman, and a tree. So that's why St. Paul calls Jesus the new Adam, and therefore Mary becomes, as the early fathers talk about, the new Eve, who uniquely works with the new Adam to restore grace to the human family. You know, by the second century, St. Irenaeus, the great apostolic father, says that Mary is, quote, the cause of salvation for herself and the whole human race. That's around 185. It's a remarkable statement. And we today should appreciate that truth of Mary's role in salvation even more, not less. That's a proper development of doctrine. Scripturally, we see that at the Annunciation, at Luke 1:38, when Mary says yes to the angel Gabriel's invitation to become the mother of the Redeemer, she already becomes uniquely, and in ways far beyond any other creature, the co-redemptrix. Mother Teresa quipped when I asked her this question back in 1984, is Mary co-redemptrix? Mother said, of course she's co-redemptrix. She gave Jesus his body, and his body is what saved us. And I quipped back, that's the difference between saints and theologians. You say in 15 seconds what it takes us books to write. So in virtue of Mary's moral, feminine, and physical cooperation in giving flesh to the Word made flesh, in giving the Redeemer the instrument of his redemption, as we know in Hebrews 10:10, Mary uniquely has the role of co-redemptrix. But it continues. Luke 2:35, Simeon prophesies of the child Jesus brought to the temple that he will be a sign of contradiction, but regarding her, that her heart too will be pierced. This is a prophecy of Mary as the co-redemptrix, where Scripture refers specifically to Mary's unique suffering. Why? Because she's the mother of the Redeemer, and therefore she joins the Redeemer in his mission of redemption. And then we continue to the climax of the redemption, John 19:25 through 27, where Mary stands at the foot of the cross. Imagine, parents, watching one of our children for 3 hours suffer the horrific death of crucifixion. And Mary's offering this suffering. That's why John Paul II would say that Mary was spiritually crucified with her crucified son. So Mary's co-redemptrix, not simply because she gives Jesus his body, although that would be enough, It's because she joins him in the mission of the redemption, and she unites her suffering with his suffering for the salvation of the world. Now, by the end of the first millennium, great authors like St. John or John the Geometer, the Greek author, would say that Mary is, in a real sense, uniquely sharing all of the sufferings that Jesus shared. The title Redemptrix is given Mary by the end of the first millennium. And by the 14th century, she's called the co-redemptrix in more of a universal sense. And that title, redemptrix from the 11th century up to the 17th century, and then co-redemptrix from the 14th century up to the present, is the one word that conveys Mary's unique participation with and under Jesus in the redemption of the world. Popes have used the title. Pope Pius XI actually gave an explanation of why the title is legitimate, saying she ought to be called co-redemptrix because A, she was the unique participator in God becoming man, and B, because she accompanies Jesus in his work under the cross in suffering. St. John Paul II called Mary co-redemptrix over 6 times. So for those who maybe said, yeah, I have to be honest, I am afraid of that title. First of all, because I'm not sure it's so sound, rest in peace, be in peace, and appreciate in peace that the popes have used this title. And we don't want to have our theology trump the theology of the popes. If they're using the title co-redemptrix, it's a legitimate Catholic title. One might say, well, but I'm still afraid because it's so controversial. Well, remember, co-redemptrix is controversial because it embodies in one title the fullness of Catholic teaching, that we are not saved by faith alone, but by faith and works, faith, hope, and charity, as Trent would say. Mary had to cooperate with this grace. That humans can participate in the redemption of others. As Colossians 1:24 calls us, that we're called to make up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. Again, with the popes calling us to be co-redeemers, you see. So it's that Mary's reflecting the fullness of the Catholic Church in that very title, where she's called to be a redeemer with the Redeemer, to use the words of Pope Benedict XVI. And finally, through private revelation, the church-approved apparitions of Amsterdam, Mary specifically asks for this dogma, the dogma of co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, and says that only with this dogma will she be able to intercede for peace in the world. Now, why? Because heaven wants humanity to use its freedom in acknowledging Mary as the new Eve, as the co-redemptrix, that she did suffer with and under Jesus for the redemption of the world. So much does God want that acknowledged that, according to these apparitions, and again, approved by the Church in 2002, that only with the acknowledgement of Mary's co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate will then she be allowed to intercede for peace for the world. So I encourage you, A, not to be afraid of the title co-redemptrix, B, to rejoice in the title co-redemptrix, and C, to assist in the papal definition of the title of co-redemptrix along with her subsequent roles as mediatrix and advocate. So, practically speaking, I encourage you to do 2 things. Number one, pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. Get it on Google. We're happy to send you copies of it. Why that prayer? Because Our Lady specified that prayer would prepare the world for this dogma. Secondly, write to Pope Francis, which is a Catholic canonical privilege and right that we can write to the Holy Father and to all pastors regarding things we consider to be important for the Church, Canon 120 and following. So write to Pope Francis, let him know that this is something important, that indeed heaven wants this done, and we all do our part, God willing, to bring peace to the world. Do not be afraid, but rather rejoice in the beautiful, profound, and mysterious title, one which is honored in heaven, and it's time that it be honored on earth as well, Mary as co-redemptrix. Thank you. God bless.